don't know what he did, Charlie. The teacher just called and told me to come get him.
Well, I want it on the record that if the kid was running a blackjack game under the bleachers, he didn't necessarily get the idea from me. What? I said he didn't.
Charlie and Alan enter a classroom.
Well, I can assure you he did not learn that kind of crass behavior from me.
You know, maybe I should wait in the hall.
Hold on. What is he doing here?
Well, my car's in the shop, and Charlie was nice enough to give me a ride.
No, Charlie was nice enough to call you a cab, but you wouldn't take it.
So what's going on?
Your son gave his teacher the bird.
Jake, the boy, fidgets.
Okay, I want it on the record that he didn't necessarily...
Charlie, just leave it alone. What exactly happened?
Well, I was writing on the board, and he thought I couldn't see him.
Is this true?
Yeah, I really thought she couldn't see me.
I'm afraid this kind of behavior is grounds for suspension.
Maybe we can catch a matinee.
Jake, why did you flip Miss Pasternak off?
Excuse me. We don't end our sentences with prepositions. We say, why did you flip off Miss Pasternak?
Alan raises his eyebrows and opens and shuts his mouth.
I think that answers your question.
Jake, why did you flip off Miss Pasternak?
Miss Pasternak gives Alan the thumbs up.
Because she picks on me?
Jake, I don't treat you any differently than any of the other students.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
You know what? I think I'd like to talk to your parents alone now.
Come on, Jake.
What? I don't even mean to tell my side.
Buddy, you're 11. You have no side.
Charlie and Jake leave.
This isn't my fault. I was provoked.
You were provoked?
Yeah, it means...
I know what it means. And it doesn't matter. What you need to do now is apologize.
But I'm not sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. Just say it. And look it. You've got those big, cute kid eyes. Use them.
That would be lying.
That's your line in the sand, you muttonhead. You just flipped off your teacher.
Yeah, but I was being honest.
And look where it got you.
Oh.
Jake looks down. Charlie watches Jake.
I think I just lost my innocence.
He's really a very well-behaved boy, but he has had some problems dealing with our separation.
That's true, although it wasn't so much a separation as a kicking out.
Judith scowls at Alan.
I sympathize, but if I gave special consideration to every child whose parents were going through a divorce, I'd be getting the finger all day.
We're not saying that he shouldn't be punished.
Oh, he certainly should.
But just let us try to handle it.
By us, he means me. I always have to be the bad guy.
Well, you're better at it than me.
Judith stares again.
Then I?
You are such an ass.
Can we have a moment, please?
I think that'd be a good idea. And it's, may we have a moment, please?
Alan sticks his finger up at Miss Pasternak.
Stop it!
Miss Pasternak, I'm sorry, we haven't officially met. I'm Jake's uncle, Charlie.
Hello?
And I am really sorry. This may not be my place, and if it's not, I am really sorry. But Jake has something he wants to say.
I am really sorry.
Charlie nudges Jake, who opens his eyes wide and stares up at Miss Pasternak.
And I'm really sorry, too.
Why are you sorry?
Well, the kid may have gotten the rude gesture from me. I'm not used to being around children, and, well, I am really sorry.
Charlie opens his eyes wide and stares at Miss Pasternak, too. She looks back, eyebrows raised.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, but it doesn't change what Jake did.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Jake, go to the vending machine and get Miss Pasternak a peach snapple and a bag of Skittles.
Charlie hands Jake some money.
It is Miss Pasternak, right?
Charlie steps forward. Miss Pasternak looks away, smiling.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson.
Manly men, men, men.
The table is set for three. Charlie and Jake are eating.
Now, this one's called Read Between the Lines.
Charlie holds up his three middle fingers.
You're given the finger, but you've got plausible deniability.
Cool, like DJI.
Jake scratches his eye.
Exactly. Now, this one's called The Slow Crank.
Charlie?
Charlie pretends to wind up his middle finger, but stops in his tracks when Alan enters.
As you can see, it's effective, but lacks deniability.
Check it out. Balloon finger.
Okay, that's enough. Do we really need to be teaching him more ways to flip people off?
Flip off people.
Charlie smirks. Alan glares at him.
Charlie? Do you realize how close he came to being suspended today?
I do.
And do you understand how lucky we are that Miss Pasternak decided to give him a second chance?
Lucky? Sure, why not? Let's call it luck.
What does that mean?
It means I'm too modest to call it skill.
Alan furrows his brow in confusion.
Hey, Dad.
What?
How come only one finger's the bad finger?
I don't know, Jake.
This one's okay, right?
Ring finger.
Right.
Dad?
What?
Anything?
Jake holds up his pinky, smiling.
No.
I don't get it. Who decides?
Jake studies his hands.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
It's night. Jake walks into the kitchen, rubbing his eyes. A woman, in just a t-shirt, is getting something from the fridge.
Uncle Charlie, I had a weird dream.
It's Miss Pasternak.
And it's getting weirder.
Hey, buddy. Why aren't you asleep?
I'm hoping I am.
Hello, Jake.
Hello, Miss Pasternak.
Miss Pasternak holds down her t-shirt and purses her lips.
Listen, buddy, Miss Pasternak and I are kind of having a sleepover. Because we're like, you know, friends.
Jake looks from one to the other.
No way.
Jake, I'm only your teacher from 8:15 to 3 o'clock. After that, I'm just a person like anybody else.
Oh, this is more wrong than the time I saw Santa peeing at the mall.
Okay, why don't we wrap up this after-school special and call it a night?
Don't worry, Jake. This won't change anything between you and me at school.
So you're still gonna be mean to me?
That's right, same old junkyard dog. Come on, buddy, get some sleep.
Oh yeah, like I'm gonna sleep now.
Jake leaves.
Do you think he'll be okay?
Sure, he's just not used to seeing his teacher out of the classroom. And her pants. Don't worry, I'll talk to him in the morning and make sure he's okay and that he keeps this to himself.
Thank you, Charlie.
Miss Pasternak walks over to Charlie, embraces and kisses him.
Miss Pasternak.
How come you never call me by my first name?
I don't know. This just seems way hotter.
They kiss again.
Charlie?
Yes, Miss Pasternak?
Do you think Jake believes we're just friends?
Why not? We are, right? I mean, once I get to know you better, I'm pretty sure I'd consider you a friend.
Charlie, we both know there's much more than friendship going on between you and me.
Much more? How much more?
Well, I know this is pretty quick, and I don't want to use the L word.
Good, thank you.
This feels an awful lot like love.
I'm sorry, which L word didn't you want to use?
Oh, Charlie. Come on. Let's go to sleep.
Yeah, like I'm gonna sleep now.
Daytime. The table is set.
Morning.
Morning.
What are you doing?
Making my world-famous huevos rancheros for my brother and nephew.
No kidding. What stupid thing did you do you're trying to make up for?
Why do you always just assume that...
She stares coldly at Charlie.
I slept with Jake's teacher.
Oh, Charlie, did you learn nothing from the den mother fiasco?
What's worse, the kid found out.
What about your brother?
He doesn't know yet.
Charlie puts his finger to his lips.
Hey, you made breakfast. What's the occasion?
No occasion, just trying to help out.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Morning, Berta.
Morning, you goofy, clueless...
Berta stalks out. Alan stares after her.
Nice to see her in a pleasant mood for a change.
Yeah, sit down. Have some huevos.
Oh, gracias.
Fresh squeezed orange juice.
Oh, you squeezed this?
No, it says it on the can.
Okay, what stupid thing did you do?
Well, funny thing. I slept with Miss Pasternak.
Charlie, what were you thinking? What if Jake finds out?
Okay,
Oh, no, oh, no. How?
He woke up in the middle of the night and I...
What, you brought her here? Did you learn nothing from the dead mother fiasco?
Hey, I kept him from getting suspended.
Oh, that's how?
You're welcome.
Are you crazy?
No, but I have a sneaking suspicion Miss Pasternak, maybe.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't worry, I'll deal with it.
Oh, that makes me feel much better. So how did Jake take it? Did he freak out?
Not as much as you.
Poor
Zane, he's fine.
Jake, do you want to talk about what you saw last night with Uncle Charlie and Mrs. Pasternak?
Oh, God, that really happened?
Good, Alan, way to go.
Dad, can I be homeschooled?
Listen, Jake, don't worry. You go to school, don't say anything to anybody. I'll tell her I can't see her anymore, and we'll all forget this ever happened.
Man, it's like Cub Scouts all over again.
Charlie and Miss Pasternak sip wine in a restaurant.
Hope you saved room for dessert.
I saved room for you.
Miss Pasternak stares and blows a kiss.
You sure? Because I'm just empty calories. How about a nice fruit cup? Two fruit cups, please. Listen, Dolores, we need to talk.
Oh, call me Miss Pasternak.
No, let's keep this friendly. Dolores, you're a terrific woman, and I've enjoyed being with you very much, but I know deep in my heart that you can do so much better than me.
Okay, I understand.
Good. Thank you.
You're insecure, but don't worry. I am not going to abandon you.
No. That's not what I'm worried about. See, Dolores, I'm a bad man. I'm a player. I go from woman to woman, and then
Shh, Charlie. That's the past. I'm not going to give up on us, and you want to know why?
Why?
Because somebody told me that we belong together.
Really? It can't be somebody who knows me.
Oh, he knows you very well, and he loves you even more than I do. Our union has been ordained, Charlie.
Come again?
After we fornicated. I prayed for forgiveness, and I was told not to worry about it.
Dolores grins. Charlie looks away.
By the same guy?
There's only one guy, Charlie, and his loving hand has been guiding me ever since I quit pole dancing in Reno.
No kidding. Which club? Did you dress like a school teacher?
It doesn't matter. What matters is the same hand that delivered me from my life of degradation has brought me to you.
For what, more degradation?
No. To help you become a better man, to achieve your potential. Now sit up straight and eat your fruit cup.
Charlie shifts and takes his spoon.
All right.
All right what?
All right, Miss Pasternak.
Back at home, Charlie and Rose.
Hey, Charlie. Guess who? I know we didn't make plans for tonight, but we really should get together and talk more about this path we are on and where it's heading. I mean, we know where it's heading, but it would mean a lot to me to hear the words come out of your mouth. Your beautiful, blessed mouth. Call me sweetheart.
Boy, it's weird being on the other side of one of these calls.
I can imagine. Well?
Professional opinion?
Please.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Rose nods.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, she barely knows you. Where does she get off being so forward?
Rose lounges over Charlie on the sofa.
Rose, we had one night together and you handcuffed yourself to my refrigerator.
That was different. We were meant to be together.
Okay, I was gonna ask you the best way to end this, but I realize now that breakups may be outside your area of expertise.
Yeah, I do mate for life. I'm like a penguin that way. Plus, I like to slide across the ice on my belly.
Charlie gets up and picks up the phone. Jake and Alan come through the front door.
Uncle Charlie, guess what happened with Miss Pasternak today?
Don't worry, buddy. I'm just about to break up with her.
Oh, no, don't.
Why not? Look at this.
Alan hands Charlie a piece of paper.
Hey, you got an A in history.
Way to go, Jake.
Look at his answers.
Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation in pen. For this, he got an A?
Everybody got an A. She was, like, happy all day. She even gave me back my fake dog poop.
Charlie, I gave you this poop.
You broke into my house and left it on my pillow.
Still, you re-gifted. And I thought you were a classy guy.
Rose hands Charlie the poop and leaves via the balcony doors. They all watch her climb over the balcony balustrade and jump off.
Jake, why don't you go to your room and do your homework?
She didn't give us any first time ever. I love you, Uncle Charlie.
Jake runs off.
Man.
Yeah, I think you know what you have to do.
Break up with Miss Pasternak, right?
Hell no, he's getting A's. He hasn't gotten an A since nap time in kindergarten.
But he's not learning anything.
Charlie, get your priorities straight. I'm trying to get him into a decent middle school. After he's accepted, he can learn that Sacagawea wasn't a bag full of Jawea.
Alan walks away. Charlie puts his head in his hands. Talora sits in a classroom. Charlie enters.
Ready for dinner?
Charlie! It's so good to see you.
She gives him a massive hug. He pats her tentatively.
It's okay to see you too.
She kisses him.
Charlie?
What?
Gum?
She holds out her hand. Charlie gives her the gum.
What a great day I had. All the kids were so well behaved, even Jake.
That's nice.
Can't tell you a little secret? I never really cared for Jake.
But you said you treated him like all the other kids.
Well, you have to say that. So, where are we going to dinner?
I hadn't really decided.
You came unprepared? Charlie, you have so much potential if only you'd apply yourself.
All right, I gotta tell you, my weirdness bar for chicks is pretty high. But you are clearing it in street shoes.
You're mad at me?
No.
Yes, you are.
No, not mad.
Then what's your problem?
Nothing. Forget it. Let's just have a nice evening.
Oh, Charlie, that is so sweet. Let's never fight again.
Oh, no, I hate it. Hey, can I use the restroom?
May I use the restroom?
Oh, right. May I?
You're excused.
Thank you.
Charlie.
He turns back and she blows him a kiss. He pretends to catch it in his hand. Once outside the door, he stops, breathes deeply, then runs away, leaping over a bucket. Jake and Alan sit in front of a table covered in books.
Look, I'm really sorry it didn't work out with Miss Pasternak. You gotta know, I went the extra mile to make her happy. Alan, you know what that means, and Jake, you'll understand someday.
Jake and Alan carry on looking at their books.
Oh, come on, guys, I said I'm...
Alan and Jake glare at Charlie. Charlie opens his eyes wide and stares at them.
Okay, she's being really unfair with all this homework. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna complain to the principal.
Maybe you should date the principal.
Very funny.
Alan and Jake glare at Charlie again.
Because I would if it'd get me out of writing 2,500 words on the red badge.
Alan scratches his eye with his middle finger.
Man, book reports suck.
Dad?
Yeah?
Please keep him away from my karate teacher.
ITFC audio description.
Men, manly men.